guess I am recording now. That's cool. One second. So, about... You know what? Screw it. I always feel like I have things to say. And I like to talk. I like the sound of my own voice. And I like to... say what's on my mind, I guess, and talk through things. Like, when I'm thinking about something or when there's a new thought process in my head, I can't process it, I can't go through it, I can't deal with emotions or ideas. Like, I just function best out loud. The thing is that doesn't translate to writing how I used to think it would. Like, I'm always like, oh, I should write that down and really process it. It doesn't work the same way as talking out loud does, and there's just so many things, and so many things I feel like I have to say. But I can't even really remember what those are right now. I guess I was just listening to a podcast, the Casey and Candace podcast, Couples Therapy, Candace and Casey. And someone asked them about age gap relationships. And it's just interesting because I myself am in an age gap relationship. My fiance is 16 and a half years older than me. He's 37 and I just turned 21. And it's so weird because whenever I think about age gap relationships, I personally don't, like, with other people, I think it's weird. Like, I, even though my fiance is so much older than me, whenever I see other people that are in an age gap relationship, I think it's weird. And I wonder, you know, if the girl's getting taken advantage of, which is so funny because I myself am in one and I'm in a very healthy, loving relationship. Like, I'm in a healthier relationship than a lot of people my age, in my opinion. It's just weird, I guess. I don't know. I don't really have anything else to say on that point. I kind of thought they came across a little too judgmental about age gap relationships. Because I think it has less to do with age and more to do with where two people are in their life. For example, I've always gotten along better with people who are older than me, just because I've never, this sounds super weird and me trying to be like, I'm not like everyone else, I'm different, but I have always been kind of ahead of my peers in where I am in life. Like, when my peers were, you know, my peers are all out partying and drinking and having a fun time, I did that to an extent in high school, but for the most part now I just want to, like, settle down, and, like, my goals are things like build a career, buy a house, and I guess there are probably other 20-year-olds who are on the same path, and I know that everybody's different, and I'm not saying that I'm special or anything like that. I've just tended to get along with people who are on the same wavelength, and for the most part it's been people that are older than me. That's just who I can talk to the most. And so my fiance, I guess he's younger than most of his peers on the inside, because he is at a point in his life where he's kind of starting over. He is building a new life and realizing that there's different options available to him, and that he would like to, you know, one day own a home with me, and we want to possibly start a family. You know, we're in the same place. So I feel like relationships are less about the actual age between two people and more about where you are in life. I mean, it definitely helps that he looks like he's in his 20s. He doesn't look like he's 37. He's blessed that way. But so no one really knows the difference between us, and thankfully we haven't had to deal with too much outside opinion about the difference in our ages, because the thing is that we did get together when I... Whoa, holy shit, what's that? Okay, sorry. I'm recording and I'm driving, and I tend to talk out loud while I'm driving, and there's this car and it's pulling a trailer, and I just saw the red lights and I couldn't, like, it's nighttime, so all I could see was the lights. Anyway, that doesn't matter. Everything's fine. I'm not looking at anything while I'm just talking while I'm in my car, but, yeah, I was saying it has to do more of where you are in life. I feel like I'm pretty good at relationships, I guess. I like being in relationships more than I like being single. I'm a better version of myself, and that's not saying that a man makes me a better version of myself, but the thing that I love about my relationship personally is it gives me a lot of stability, and in the beginning of the relationship, when we were first getting to know each other, we very quickly figured out where each other's boundaries were and what was a deal breaker, and decided whether we could live with those deal breakers or not. And we really communicated and realized that we both want the same thing. We both want a long-term relationship. We both want to be together forever. And I wish I had someone to bounce ideas off of right now. This is rambly and dumb, and I should probably come up with things to say if I'm going to do a podcast. But the thing is that I wanted to do a podcast with my sister, and that recording that is on this podcast from previous, that was done with my sister. But we live 1,500 kilometers apart, and we have to record over the phone, and our schedules are complete opposites, as is with most people in my family. But I want to have a podcast. I want it. It is something that I would love to have. And what I would like for a podcast is honestly just me being like, you know what? I feel like it's basically like Trisha Paytas or Gabby Hanna, how they are with their YouTube videos. That's all I want to be with a podcast. I want to just talk and tell stories and get my ideas out of my head. Because sometimes I really just need to talk about something and I've got nobody to talk to. And that's what I want this for. And yes, it would be better if I had someone to bounce ideas off of, because I definitely come up with some of my better stuff when someone is replying to me. But I've also been known to be able to monologue for long periods of time and not stop talking and just continue. So anyway, that's all this will be probably. It's basically just voice memos of my thoughts. And I wanted to talk about how I felt about the Casey and Candace podcast. Like, don't get me wrong, I love Candace and Casey, especially Candace. I think Casey's really motivational, and I think that Candace is really relatable, even though I'm not pregnant and I don't have a child. I also like to sleep. Candace, if you ever hear this, which you won't, who doesn't like to sleep? I agree with you on that. That was dumb. Anyway, I love their podcast. I look forward to it. I wish they were more consistent when they uploaded, but I also understand that life happens. But I look forward to it every Friday. It's one of my favorite things. I didn't agree with how they addressed that, but I also know that, like, part of the beauty of life is the fact that everybody has different opinions about things. Everybody can say whatever they want. And, you know, I don't think we should degrade people or hurt people for their opinions, but it's a beautiful world we live in. Anyway, I'm going to end this now because I'm about home and this was just rambling and dumb. But anyway,